Well, one of the thing, one of the convoys that we brought in, this was in the Mediterranean, was consisted of about 65 ships and about 15 escorts, which is a pretty heavy escort. And as we proceeded into the Mediterranean, two free French destroyers joined us. Okay, so we figured if they're really beefing it up, we're going to be in for something. And we were. In fact, this action was so successful on our part that it made the history books, the history of the United States Navy in World War II has the story of this battle and the names of the ships that took place. And
what was the name of the battle, or what was?
Well, it was just the battle of UGS 40, the United States Gibraltar convoy. S is slow, it was a slow convoy. And so that means you're eating Spam and Vienna sausage a lot in the end. And
so I don't understand the connection between what you're eating and the
well,
convoy.
Because the longer a slow convoy, you start running out of food, the real stuff. So you're opening cans. And I'm glad I clarified that. Anyhow, when this attack was imminent, our ship was assigned to what they call the coffin corner, okay? And the coffin corner, depending on who on the ship you spoke to, because we always had these kinds of interpretations, some would say, well, we're in the coffin corner because we're the best, and they always try to, the air raids try to break in through that spot. Others would say, well, we're the least worthy, and they don't care if they get rid of us first. We're expendable, see? But the coffin corner was really a very important spot.
What does that mean?
It was just the spot in the convoy where these mainly torpedo planes try to break in to attack the ships that you're protecting. And by then, of course, you've generated smoke screens, and hopefully the entire convoy is covered, concealed in smoke. And the escorts are out there fighting off these kids that are flying around out there. And we took no losses at all, which was astounding. And I think it was the first air raid that had been repelled without losses. And this is already a spring of 44. So it was quite an achievement. And of course, later on, in light of what we talked about a little earlier, we described, well, we shot down three planes. Many years later, I realized, yeah, we also shot down 12 men, but you don't think in those terms. And I'm sure they didn't think that they were torpedoing people either. They were trying to torpedo ships. And that's what happens when these old guys send young guys to do this stuff. But basically, we were there to protect those ships, and then if necessary, to go down fighting, and plenty did.